Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN. Live from Potawatomi Casino Hotel and their amazing sports book. It took Kyle the entire break to figure out what he was going to order. It was really, really tough to listen to.
I didn't have a menu in front of me, but everything's so great. Like, there's so many things, and I want to try different things. The food, I mean, food is 10 out of 10.
You pause at every decision point. So, do you want it now or later?
Do you want spicy or regular? How spicy is it?
Is it spicy? No, I mean,
there's a kick. Is it like the jerk chicken wings kick?
The jerk is spicy.
You want fries or a salad?
Ooh. Wait, I can do that one quick. How about the fries?
Waffle or sweet potato?
Oh my god.
Sweet potato is sweet, boy.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman.
I went with the chicken sandwich, and I'm going to be very happy.
You're going to be happy no matter what. Yeah. Your tummy will be happier, too, that you didn't get the spicy. Alex Strofe's running the show. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Enough. You made your decision. Live with it. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. Liss is more. And the Packers did take care of business after a sloppy first half from the team. Defense held the Steelers like 34 yards. And I think that was at one point in the beginning of the fourth quarter. And then obviously it was Mr. Dink and Dunk's time to shine when the game was out of hand.
Dang.
Dude, you watched
with
the highlights because you were flying,
yeah,
which
they
is okay.
Showing dink and dunks on highlights.
Yes, and it was third and 12. He was throwing behind the sticks.
Oh
every
my god!
Single time.
I saw that. And I was like, what in the hell? What is he doing?
He's scared of pass rush. He can't move.
They have no explosiveness. He can't move.
They're the boringest offense of all time.
They are. And honestly, he's right to.
And we're not talking about the Packers. We're talking about Rodgers and that Pittsburgh Steelers team. And when they did have time, Rashawn Gary ate and Micah got a sack.
Every time I watch Micah Parsons, I can't believe he's a Packer. He does things. There was one, that sack that he got, he beat three dudes.
Dude.
He is absolutely ridiculous.
The way he's lining up right now on some of those pass plays right behind the nose tackle, and it's like, which way I'm going to go?
It's almost like you're toying with the
offense. Yeah, he's like, who's it going to be? He probably looks him in the eye when he's behind the nose. Who looks like they don't want to block me?
It's like a water boy. Yep. Look at the faces.
Except
they
can't say the punchline there.
Yes.
Look, they played a flawless second half. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. And I actually don't want to have this conversation because it was the Commanders game, the Detroit game. And now this game where there's a late touchdown and it makes the score look closer than it is from a final score standpoint. But
they were down going into the fourth quarter.
This team is 5-1-1, and they're the number one seed in the NFC and number one in the NFC North, obviously, by being the number one seed in the NFC. But Damian Woody was not on Sportsman like this morning, ESPN Radio, ESPN Wisconsin, in the morning. And here's what he had to say about the Green Bay Packers if Jordan Love continues to play the way he is.
Tell you what, began the morning by saying what about Jordan Love and the Packers?
If Jordan Love is going to play like that, the Green Bay Packers are going to find themselves in Santa Clara in February. You know, the one thing we talked about with Jordan Love is sometimes it's juggling high with him. First half of the season, you know, it's kind of unpredictable. Then the second half of the season, he's playing like an MVP. Well, last night he looked like an MVP type of quarterback. And with all that young talent that the Green Bay Packers have on both sides of the ball, man, if the quarterback plays like this, they're going to be very, very hard to beat.
That was Damian Woody on Get Up. He did join in Sportsmanlike with that same sentiment with Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, and Chris Canty. Man, this is what I was kind of getting at with Jason of like, you know, he said he had been Jekyll and Hyde. Sometimes first half good, second half good. Like, throughout the whole year, he's been pretty consistent. He's been Steady Eddie, not in a way where it's like game manager of like he's made enough plays to get this team to 5-1-1. And you can almost argue the tie wasn't because of Jordan. It was because of the coaching staff and the lack of aggressiveness that they played. Now, he made a mistake against the Cleveland Browns. That happens. But he did move on from that, and he played well spot where it very easily, despite the defense sucking for the Steelers, could have been like, all right, I'm on national television. There's Rodgers. He just went about his business and took care of everything that was in front of him.
Well, he really did, and you know everything he did that second half especially, 20 straight completions, that's something that Rodgers never did. He was steady. He was good. No one ever questioned Jordan Love's ceiling, which is extremely high, because you'd see the talent, you'd see the throws, you'd see the stat lines. I think there was concern about the bad decisions, right? The truly bonehead decisions or bad throws, and he has really minimized those. Now, we could nitpick and say, well, what about this throw? What about that throw? Either, no matter how much you want to nitpick, it's down significantly from last year. I feel like he is making better decisions. That's reflected in his interception number. I believe it's 15 interceptions or 13 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
I thought it was 14 to 2, but we get the point.
Yeah, either way, it is significantly better than last year. And Woody is right in saying that if Love plays like this, which was an outstanding game, I don't know how a team beats this Packer team, especially in a year where there's no great teams. I said it before the season started.
13-2.
I said before the season, this team will go as far as Jordan Love takes them. So far, it looks like he could take them pretty darn far.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Jordan Love is going to be the key component. That's why this last couple games and really the maturation of Jordan Love that we've seen during this season has been great. And the positive thing is the fact that there's no team in the NFL that is, you know, above everybody else and better than everybody else. So it allows for this team to get their chemistry together. But Jordan Love has been the key component that has been consistent for the Green Bay Packers. When he plays well, this team wins. But the thing that I have loved about his performance so far this year, yeah, I love 360 for 3 touchdowns. That's fantastic because that shows you that he can slang it with anybody. But the fact that when the Green Bay Packers needed him most, and I keep talking about it and I'll keep talking about it because that is called winning football. When your quarterback gets the ball, we already talked about it. Who do you want with the ball? You want your offense with the ball last, or you want your defense on the field? Jordan Love has every single game this year, when he had an opportunity, he drove this team downfield. He drove the team down the field against the Browns, but they ended up getting the field goal blocked.
After his bad interception.
He was able to bounce back and do that. You just saw yesterday, Jordan Love gets the ball. He brings us back into the game where we take the lead and puts the game away. We consistently have seen him take that football, be a leader, and drive us downfield. But on top of that, he's leading a top 10 team in yards per game. He's leading a top 10 team on offense in total points per game. So when you look at what he's doing and you mess that up with this defense, and I understand the Green Bay Packers pass defense is a problem right now. We have to get better at that. But overall, yards per game, they're top 10. Points against per game, they're top 10 as well. The Green Bay Packers have the perfect combination to go to a Super Bowl. And when you have a quarterback like Jordan Love, that gives everybody else confidence. If the Packers can get up on teams, right? You got to start early. If you start fast early, and if this defense finally finds their flow, and you're able to have Rashawn Gary, ever have Michael Parsons, Rush, Devontae White, the Green Bay Packers have a really good shot to go to a Super Bowl, because there's no team in the NFC, because we've seen enough football now. There's no team in the NFC that is clearly better than the Green Bay Packers. They are part of the cream of the crop. They just need to be playing their best football going into January.
I'll even say this real quick about Jordan Love. I mean, I feel like there was a time where Jordan Love is maybe in shotgun or he's about to throw, where maybe my gut reaction was a little bit of nerves. Like, I don't know what he's going to do.
You know what? I don't sit back and like clench up at all anymore.
Not at all. I feel confident. I'm excited when he throws back there. I feel like he has come such a long way. Statistically, of course, and we could dive into that, but even from a gut check as fans, you look at it, I don't have the same stress level that I used to. I don't have the same level of uncertainty. If anything, I'm like having the same feelings of when you're watching great quarterbacks when you're saying, let's go!
It's fun, isn't it, Brad?
It is fun.
It's fun seeing a really good quarterback, right? It's fun seeing a guy that you believe when he touches the football, especially this year, that something good is going to happen. You said 13 touchdown passes to 2 interceptions. Dude, you know how great it is to have a quarterback who, going into last year, when he was hurt, ups and downs, and I believe it was the last like 6 games of the year, 7 games of the year, he only threw 1 interception.
Yeah.
It's great to see a guy go from throwing 10 interceptions when he halfway played during the first half of the season and was hurt to only, you know, throwing 3 in the regular season in the last, 9 games or something like that? Like, he's been absolutely ridiculous. I love that he can grow from his mistakes, and his ceiling is so high, man. We're so lucky to have Jordan Love here.
Not to just keep singing the praises here, but the poise that he has in that pocket, as Don chimes in, on the Carbless Talking text line. Guys, you aren't mentioning the fact that he most of these passing yards are after contact. Jordan was blissed all night long. The way he's maneuvered that pocket and stepping up, like the feel that he has, like if somebody gets behind, like that play he made throwing it over the fingertips to Christian Watson, which, by the way, probably not enough praise from us today for Christian Watson. Game off of the ACL,
the key,
four
baby.
Catches over 80 yards and did not drop a pass. Like, to put that in the offense, to have Tucker Kraft mowing guys down. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense is so bad that when Kraft was in open space, I thought he was going to have to do the get off me shove. He literally just had to pinky flink a guy, and then he was able to keep on rolling. He is just an absolute monster. Jaden Reed will come back later in this year. Matthew Golden, we can have the conversation if you want to get more touches or not. But right now, it's hard to argue when you see the production. Now, will that come back to bite you? Do you need to use him in different spots? He's had games, you have to decide if you want them to focus on utilizing guys more specifically or if you're good with the way that Matt LaFleur lets this offense develop.
Can I ask y'all something real quick? Is Christian Watson the key to unlock this offense?
Okay, it's interesting you say that. A quick shout out before I answer that question to Christian Watson, because as you know, Jason talked earlier about like guys being dissatisfied with their role if Tucker Kraft is getting more like that. The one receiver who I've never heard be vocally upset is Christian Watson.
Great dude. Jaden
Reed was sort of like rumored through his agent that he was upset and wanted to be wide receiver number one. Romeo Doubs went AWOL last year for a minute. Matthew Golden seems like he wants to have a little bit of more activity. He's the only guy that has never been visibly upset. And not only was he making those catches, Ben, but as we were talking about off air, he's blocking his butt off down the field for other guys that are running after the ball.
No block, no rock.
Listen, the block on the touchdown for Josh Jacobs, guess what? What did he do? He pinned out. Christian Watson pinned that down, allowed for Josh Jacobs to bounce it to the outside.
The way Christian Watson handles himself, both productivity and blocking, and generally speaking, being seemingly a pretty positive influence on the team, reminds me a lot of like Aaron Jones. A little bit of that Aaron Jones, because he played underneath Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones saying to those guys, hey, block down the field, really trying to keep that that culture of playing for one another. I feel like, as far as schematically, we can say that you add Christian Watson to the lineup, everything spaces out, right? Because he has elite speed, and we've shown that he hasn't really missed a step. So not only does it open up the field literally, but figuratively, I think he adds a little bit of joy, positivity. He just seems like he's a good teammate, and I think that really resonates with the rest of the guys.
Man, Romeo Doubs, has anybody else noticed that he just seems overly happy?
He does seem happy. He gets targeted a lot. Two times on one-on-ones where he's not a great separator, which was a little frustrating. But that was in the first half, and they didn't force feed in the second half. But, yes, it is good to see his overall, like, happiness of being a part of this team. You can feel it.
He used to be a stick in the mud. He showed no emotion for, like, the first 3 years.
Bro, after he went MIA, he scored two touchdowns and was like –
and just shook hands. Now every catch, he's like –
he didn't even shake hands.
I thought he shook his – they were just shaking hands as he was just moving off.
He's just like, all right.
I love it.
He's hilarious.
This receiving core here, obviously they don't have like elite talent. Tucker Kraft to me is elite. I know I made that comment about him being the best tight end. Listen, Tucker Kraft is the dude. He is that guy.
He's the dude.
But for the Green Bay Packers to have five or six options to throw the football to, where now they're – the great thing about it is before we were talking about it at the start of last year, oh, my gosh, they have all these great options. No. Now they got all these great options, and these boys are growing up, right?
Damn!
That's important.
Tucker Kraft leads the team in receiving. He has 469 yards. How many after the catch? Well, I kind of gave it away with the damn.
You sure did.
469. I would say he's got 300 after the
catch. Oh, more than that, I bet.
336. 336 yards after the catch. Romeo Doubs says 350 with 80 yards after the catch. 469 with 336 after the catch. And you could say, doing the math, he's on pace for your 1,000 yards for all of you off-season conversations. Will the Packers have 1,000 yards wide receiver, or will they have 1,000-yard pass catcher? Will Tucker Kraft be the number one pass catcher on the team? He is making the case as the number one guy for this team.
Got to feed him. It's such a big threat to have a tight end who can line up in the line but line up inside, inside the slot to be such a threat.
He is a threat. And Kyle, I know you loved probably coming home after traveling for a while.
Oh, I did love coming home. More importantly, I love that my house has had a comfortable feel, right? That's because with Universal Windows Direct, that is exactly what you get. The mornings are crisp now, right? It's getting colder, right? The seasons have shifted. You feel that fall breeze right now. But if you're feeling like your home is drafty or your energy bill is creeping up, now is the time to do something about it before the real cold really set in. And Universal Windows Direct is making it easier than ever with their great October deal. Check this. Buy two windows, get two free, no limit, plus 0% financing for 3 full years, and top it off with an extra $500 off your entire home improvement project if you schedule this month. The month is coming to an end, but these deals, don't miss out on them. Universal Windows Direct has great professional team that installs the window quick, and they do a great job. So call them today at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or y'all can just visit at universalwindowsdirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. I promise you, you won't regret it, and you'll be walking around like I am saying, I love my windows.
More Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and the Amazing Sportsbook next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
Oh, Roger singing the praises of Packer fans, and you'll be singing the praises of QC Kinetics when you see how they're going to be able to get rid of that joint pain that you are experiencing. The pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, whatever it's from, an old injury or arthritis or whatever it is, QC Kinetics has an answer for you. If you've been told that surgery and drugs, that those are your only options, you got to see the second opinion that QC Kinetics has for you. Your consultation is absolutely free, and they're going to tell you and show you all the tools they have in their toolkit to allow your body's own natural regenics to be able to take away that pain for the long term with no downtime. Fast, all natural, QC Kinetics gives you the opportunity to get rid of that pain for the long term. So don't wait any longer. You have literally nothing to lose with the absolutely free consultation. But if you're like most people that show up at QC Kinetics, you're going to find right away that, hey, can we just start treatment right away? This is amazing. Amazing will be how you're feeling when you have no more pain. Get your free consultation today. Pain-free life on the other side of this phone call to QC Kinetics. 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Psych, we're on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Strofe is running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line, and of course on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, typically when we're sitting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in their sports book, Brad comes with some cash, and I was trying to decipher a text that you sent. Are you itching to do something today, Mr. Bradley?
I could be convinced. I'm leaning toward it, but I could either convince myself or have my friends over here convince me, because there's a bet or two that I think I like the odds on.
Well, as you look at the regular season MVP for the year, Patrick Mahomes is the odds-on favorite. Then you have Josh Allen, Drake May, Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield, and Jordan Love. Now, it's funny that Drake May is plus 475 and that Jordan Love is plus 1,800. Because Drake May has 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and if they have a 6-2 record, I don't think they've had a bye. They have had a very light schedule outside of beating the Bills. The Packers are sitting at 5-1-1. Love has 13 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. So I find it so funny that it's that far of a distance between Drake May and Jordan Love, because Drake May is in his second year of the hot commodity. Yet Jordan Love taking care of business, sitting behind Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Drake May, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. Now, that could shift fast if he has another game. Again, Steelers defense, not good. But national television against the Eagles, national television against the Lions. If he's able in those two marquee games in two teams, and you look at the Super Bowl, the Chiefs are ahead of them, or excuse me, the Lions are ahead of them, and the Eagles are behind the Packers, but right behind them in Super Bowl odds. That would be a big jumping off point to a, you want to get good odds? Now is the best chance if you believe that he's going to have a monster next 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, if Jordan Love's remainder of the season looks anything like it has, not only last night, but the last several years, then those odds are going to continue to get worse for you, and it's going to become more and more likely that Jordan Love will be a serious MVP contender. And honestly, when I think about what's the usual characteristics that make up an MVP, usually it's two things. One, obviously an elite, incredible personal year statistically, but also your team is usually a one or two seed, right? They're not giving in the MVP to, oh, let's say, like, I'm trying to look at the list here. Even Patrick Mahomes, who's the front runner, right? I mean, by a long shot. They're 4-3. If they're a wild card team or something like that, historically speaking, the MVP goes to the team that is among the best team in the regular season, so usually a 1 or 2 seed.
Powerful, and, Brad. I like that.
And the quarterback of that
team.
They're
going to be 5-3, by the way.
They probably will. Who has an excellent season himself. So I think I look at Tampa and, you know, in front of Jordan Love right now, right? It's Baker with Tampa, it's Matthew Stafford with the Rams, it's Drake May, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. I suppose some of those teams have a chance to be the 1 or 2 seed in the AFC or NFC, but I think the Packers have a better chance than any of those teams to be one of the best regular season teams, and the quarterback of that team usually wins it. So I think he's well primed, yes, for good odds right now, but I think he's well set up to actually be seriously in the conversation.
One quick thought I have to further the if you want to pull the trigger conversation. Mm-hmm. One thing we've noticed is, Kyle, you've continued to ask this question in different ways to Jason Wilde and many others about like trying to figure out the consistency of the run game. Well, with Josh Jacobs with that calf injury, it seems like it's a factor because Emmanuel Wilson's getting more snaps than we've seen than he would if Josh Jacobs was 100% healthy. They're now the other way. They're more than 50% passing the ball versus throwing the ball, or passing the ball versus running the ball, where they're 52% last year running the ball. So that means the ball is going to be in Jordan Love's hands more often than it was last year, and it, based off the way he's playing, protecting the football, and getting Christian Watson back, and Tucker Kraft emerging as that guy, he's going to get opportunity to showcase what he's about the rest of the year.
Yeah, and then he has a cupcake coming up here with the Panthers. I mean, the Panthers
12.5-point favorites, by the way.
They've won some games. They've competed in some games, but the Packers should take care of business, so this will be an opportunity for them to really open up. But you're absolutely right. He's getting his full complement of weapons back, and as they come back, Jordan Love should increase. And what we know about Jordan Love, and we talked about it before, right? They call it the Toyota-a-thon, which is coming up pretty soon here. That means that means it's time for
Toyota-a-thon. Toyota-thon.
He was close enough.
I believe it starts in November, and guess what? November 2nd is next week, and it's time for Jordan Love to elevate. But it is going to be a tall task for Jordan Love to be able to do that because he's got to get 35-plus touchdown passes. But I do think the record of this overall football team is definitely going to support that. But there's going to be dudes out there putting up some studly numbers, like a Josh Allen last year who did it with his arm and his legs, Lamar Jackson who did it with his arms and his legs as well. Patrick Mahomes is just dazzling when he's won these rewards. So Jordan Love's going to have to put up some gaudy numbers in order for him to win this MVP. But guess what?
They're 5-1-1. If they continue to win football games, you're going to keep the MVP out of a 14-15 win team?
Hey. The hell with the MVP. I don't give a damn about the MVP. I want to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. Did the MVP quarterback win the Super Bowl last year?
He did not.
What about the year before that? No, he didn't. It was Lamar Jackson. What about the year before that?
Don't you want Jordan Love in your Hall of Fame?
Listen, to get
in the Hall of Fame, you need some MVPs.
No, yeah. Well, also, you need Super Bowl rings.
Correct.
Ask Eli Manning. So I'd rather have the Super Bowl rings, and I'd rather have a quarterback who right now is playing at an elite level. So I want him to win MVPs because that's cool, that's sexy, and that means he's performing at a high level. But the way he's playing right now, that's the most important thing to get the Packers to what we really deserve.
Yes, Alex Stroh.
I really appreciated Kyle taking the shot he just did at winning the MVP and winning the Super Bowl correlation, but he took it one step too far on that final, how about the year before that?
Yeah, the 2 years ago?
Mahomes won both 3 years ago in 2022.
Oh, Mahomes won it 2 years ago?
It was the 2022 season 23 Super Bowl, so it was Eagles this past year, obviously, when neither of them had the MVP when Josh Allen won it the year before. Lamar Jackson won it. Obviously, nobody won it, or they didn't win it. But the year before that, Mahomes and the Chiefs.
So I completely agree with Kyle's point about wanting your quarterback to just win.
Hey, Favre did it in 96. MVP and Super Bowl champ.
He did do that. And I think Super Bowl or not, which Super Bowl is more important, the way that Jordan Love, from a national narrative standpoint, gets out of these same conversations of who is he, is you put an award next to his name.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, nothing validates like an MVP. You're forever minted as that dude. And honestly, the things that might get in the way is two things that actually benefit the Green Bay Packers. One is they're probably not going to need to be in that many shootouts. This defense is still pretty good, and we know about the pace of the offense that Matt LaFleur likes to slow it down, which goes to my next point, is I think Matt LaFleur really, really, really wants to establish the run game before probably December, when you really need to start playing playoff football. Mm-hmm. So I don't think him feeding Josh Jacobs, and now even Emmanuel Wilson, I think that that's going to... right now, rightfully so, they're passing the ball more than they're running because the running game is not clicking. I think he's still going to try to commit to running the football, which is going to take more opportunities away from Jordan.
Yeah.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Yes, back to Alex Strofe.
Yeah, sorry, more stats for you. So actually, I think I just cracked the code, guys.
Oh.
I think the Packers...
No. Before, if you crack the code, you got to play the music.
Oh, yeah, good point. So... I'm not saying the Packers won't win the Super Bowl this year. I'm just saying Jordan Love won't win the MVP this year. Because in 1966, Bart Starr won the MVP and the Super Bowl. In 1996, 30 years later, Brett Favre won the MVP and the Super Bowl. Meaning in 2026... Jordan Love will win the MVP and the Super Bowl.
Brad, run to the kiosk.
Ooh, yeah, chills. That's
Brad, run to the kiosk.
Chills.
That's next year. My gosh.
Well, the Super Bowl will be in 2026,
right,
though.
Right, but it's the 2026 season that this
okay,
will be
okay,
for.
Okay,
so next,
okay.
How about that? Calling your shot.
All right.
Heard it here first.
Let's not give up on it right now, though.
I'm not giving up on it. Only one of the two can happen. Jordan Love can be the MVP runner-up, and they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I just want to win the Super Bowl. I could give it.
Yes, we know that about you.
Because I'm getting me a ring. I don't know about y'all. Because you can't. I'm an owner.
Cool. Tell us about Lifetime.
Oh, I'd love to. Because if you're an owner of your house, then you know that you need things fixed and you need things renovated, and there's no other place to go to than Lifetime Home Services. Stop juggling all the contractors of, like, you got your kitchen guy, you got your bathroom guy, you got your plumber, you got your electrician. Yeah, no more of that. Lifetime Home Services has all you need under one roof when it comes to servicing your house. They specialize in so many things, many included radon and air safety, custom closets like me that we're going to get for baby Will, completely redoing his closet thanks to Lifetime Home Services. You've got full home renovations, you've got cabinetry, you've got epoxy floors in your garage. Try it and see. Lifetime Home Services has it all. One stop to go to. For 30 years, families have trusted Lifetime to make their home safer and better looking. Trusted solutions, Lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Wheel of Strofe and Brian Belaga next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Big girl, yeah. That's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm about ready, about a half hour, get home, drive back. I'm going to do so in my car that is just oh so clean. I got it washed actually this last weekend, and I'm reminded again how Tsunami Express Car Wash is the premier go-to location when it comes to taking care of your car, making it look sparkly clean inside and out. Tsunami Express has T2 with graphene, this next level wash that makes it just so unbelievably reflectively clean. And you can be like me. You can go over and over and over if you want to be a Tsunami Express Car Wash member. I myself are a ceramic member, so I get to go as many times as I want to get that top-tier all-star clean on the outside, but then also have do-it-yourself detailing tools, free vacuums, and fast lane access so I can just get in and out. Every time I go through, it feels like my car, I'm driving it off the lot for the very first time. And with locations all around southeastern Wisconsin, there's a Tsunami Express that is close to you. So don't wait any longer. You paid too much for that car to not take care of it. Tsunami Express is your answer for the premier car wash that your car deserves. Wash, chill, and repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman, live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel as Kyle's chowing down. Bradley and I are anxiously awaiting our food, as it's always delicious. They have a great video wall, self-service kiosk, everything you need and more right here at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. On YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and on the Carbless Talk and Text line at 800-990-3776. Liz is more. It's time now for the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroonie. The Wheel of Strofe. I'm Kyle Bruston Nordman. I've got a wheel. I've got topics. I'm going to spin the wheel. We're going to find out what topics we talk about. Here we go.
Wheel of Strofe.
Throw yourself on video. I want to see that handsome face.
Well, you're going to see that handsome face doing push-ups. So.
Bad spin.
That was not a good.
Push-ups and planks? Who are you?
Yeah, but it's about to get ready
machine,
for...
Workout machine, baby. Workout machine. All right, you guys talk.
Wait. That spin didn't... It sounded like it ended abruptly.
It did. It sounded like it was stopped manually.
And he still hasn't put himself on video.
It landed on rest.
We don't even know if he's doing push-ups. He's going to come fake out of breath from the push-ups.
At what second in a 70-second plank did he start to shake? 30?
29
seconds, not even halfway through. Where he starts to...
Doing the...
Can you see the camera? Can you see the floor?
No, I'm even looking at the live shot too, and it's you're not up.
He's not doing push-ups.
Oh, there you are. You're in the corner. So good. All right, get down and give me 15. By the way, happy Sports Equinox Day to everybody. I think that means that every sport imaginable is on today.
The four major sports.
You got MLS, you got hockey, you got NBA, you got the Major League Baseball Game 3, and of course, Monday Night Football.
It's a great day for sports fans. I wish this day happened more often, but I guess that makes this day special, because it only happens once a year.
Is the MLS involved in that? I thought it was just the Major Four.
Well, they're playing today, so you might as well include.
Yeah, it's an all-inclusive sports equinox, man.
All right, I love it. My bad. I didn't realize that.
He ain't never going with a World Cup with that mentality, Struth.
Well, I don't think it's happening anyway. Wallace?
Wallet JT.
Spin the wheel.
Wheel of Strofe.
That's a good spin.
Whoa! For how? The NFC
What's
North.
What's going on back there that you're like away from the mic?
Well,
and
I gotta put the wheel up to it. There's a lot of moving going on. Blue, the color for what the NFC North is feeling after the Vikings get mollywopped on Thursday. The Bears lose big time to the 1-5 Ravens yesterday. Lions on bye, so they didn't get to lose. The Packers are the only winning team, though, in the NFC North. This weekend, are you concerned about either the Vikings or the Bears as a true playoff contender the remainder of the season?
Worst question ever. No.
Wait a minute.
The Vikings are literally trying to avoid putting their starting quarterback that they started the season out back.
Well, they're
going to
have to because Wentz just
they're
went
be
the season
to
ending IR.
Because Carson went. You gonna ask a question and jump all over me now? Carson Wentz out for the year with shoulder surgery. It was actually torture watching him have to play through his left shoulder injury. Were they Thursday night?
They were, yes. They lost 37-10.
Yeah, it was. Oh yeah, the Chargers, brutal. Oh. And then obviously, as I mentioned to start the show, the Bears and their fans are debating right now on our sister station if they drafted the right guy in 2024. After they went four games straight winning games, that's how bad Caleb Williams was against a horrible defense to start the year.
I hear you.
And a Lamar Jacksonless Ravens beating them. No.
The Bears have four wins, and they have some winnable games on their schedule.
Yeah.
They had a winnable game this week.
I don't disagree.
Matt LaFleur has a little bit of, like, sassy body language on the sidelines sometimes. You should see Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson's a problem.
When Caleb Williams throws the football. I mean, he acts like a teenager. He had the hand in the face, too.
Yeah. Like, oh, bad. How could he make that throw?
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Bears or the Vikings. I am very worried about the Lions, but not the other two.
Yeah, Vikings don't have a quarterback. Bears don't have a quarterback. This is nonsense. Dumb question.
Very good, Kyle. Fair enough. One more.
Wheel of Strofe.
So push-ups and a bad question so far.
Yeah.
Good start. Good start.
And it's more push-ups.
Yeah. Punishment. Punishment.
You need that. You haven't had to do a lot of push-ups of late, so this is good for you. Good for the little
chicken arms. It's got to feel good. It's got to feel good to do push-ups, right? A little bit of that soreness in the chest. I love that feeling.
Any last thoughts on Tim Brando calling you out, Mr. Podcaster?
Yeah. Just that, you know, I sit here vindicated and validated. I feel that, you know, obviously he had to even go on his own socials and backtrack saying, well, you know, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about and it's only some people I was referring to. So with the avalanche of people that came out after what I said last week saying, yep, I see and hear the same thing. No, I'm just glad that I was I'm just glad that I'm a topic of conversation in production meetings.
Brad, I'm telling you what I heard, I instantly text y'all because I was like, oh my gosh. They've been listening, but it shows you how far the program has fallen to the fact that they are now talking about what people are saying about recruiting, right? Recruiting.
They shouldn't be listening to us.
The Badgers are cooked. I just want y'all to know that.
Hell yeah, they should. Yeah. You know what you're talking about.
They should be focused on practice and game film and winning.
But fellas.
But they stink, so they have to find things to talk about in the broadcast.
Well, yeah, that's when you know you suck.
Yes.
Like, that's what they're talking about. But at the end of the day,
what's going on? Because there's nothing to talk about on the field.
Hey, there's some podcasters out there.
Shout out to Gideon Atuka, though.
He ran hard.
He always runs hard, man. I like that kid.
I did some push-ups, needed them. Tell us about your
house. Damn, you winded, but I can tell y'all about my house. I'm telling y'all this right now. Best decision I did was calling Universal Windows Direct and having them come in, giving me the in-home consultation. Jamie Shea came to my house, and he looked at my old windows. He said, yeah, these aren't going to cut it, Kyle, but here are some great examples of what you need. They had three different levels, and he said, this is the level for you, right? And now, when I look in my house, I feel comfortable, and I also love my brand-new windows. I want y'all to have that same feeling. If you're thinking about upgrading your home, think no further. You don't have to just buy it, right? It's a consultation, right? A free estimate for you to figure out if it's the right fit for you. But what I know is, once you have Universal Windows Direct inside your home, you'll be saying, ooh, buy two, get two free. I love that. You'll be saying 0% interest for 3 years. You got to be kidding me. And then when they tell you get $500 off your entire home improvement project, you'll say, okay, it's time to get Universal Windows Direct. So call them today at 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. And just like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
The Super Bowl champ, Brian Bulaga. He's going to join us to wrap up the show before the Homer Hour next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard.
Now is the Super Bowl champ with the Green Bay Packers. Listen to him and Alex Rope and John Anderson on Green Bay game day. Leading into the game yesterday, Brian Bulaga joining us. What's up, Brian?
Not much. How we doing?
Doing pretty good. I want to start with what I asked Jason. I want to see how different your answer is. From the 3 years that Jordan Love's been a Packer, what stands out most to you about year three that you're impressed with?
I think year three, I think for me, you've kind of seen this progression, right? I mean, obviously year one started out, and you know, you didn't really know the expectations to have, and I think he exceeded everyone's expectations in year one. Year two, I think we kind of saw, starting obviously, not his years in the NFL, but starting. Year two, I think we kind of saw a little bit of up and down, right? It's kind of he takes control of this offense, and not that he played bad by any stretch, but it just kind of, it was a little bit of an up and down year, and made some poor decisions. And I think year three of Jordan Love has been extremely consistent. I think he's been extremely accurate, very poised and in command. And he's kind of made this offense his now. Like, this is his offense, and he's very under control, very calm. And we're starting to see a true number one quarterback. Like, I mean, that's like how I feel about Jordan Love after kind of seeing the way he's developing through this season, right? Like, I mean, you've seen a couple mistakes here and there. Like, we keep pointing out to, like, the Cleveland game or the throw against Cincinnati that was tipped for a pick. Like, okay, like, those things happen. But you look at how he's played, right, overall, and he's played really well. He's thrown the football really well. And I said it last night, and I'll repeat it again today. He's thrown the ball downfield really well, which is something that, you know, last year wasn't really a strong suit, but his accuracy in throwing the ball downfield to like 20 plus is really good, and it's very accurate. And that's something like that is very obviously fun to see, but from like looking at like, you know, I don't know how quarterbacks are evaluated, but I think I look at it from like when quarterbacks are like taking that next step and how they're throwing the deep ball, how accurate it is. Like that's a very good sign. It's his confidence level. It's his confidence in just not, you know, the guys in front of him and the receivers, but his arm talent. It's confidence in how he's throwing the football and where he's placing it and everything. So I like where he's at. I think he's got a good control over, you know, where he's at from an off, you know, from this offense and from the guys around him and obviously the plays that are coming through the earpiece. Obviously that's Matt LaFleur.
Brian, a lot to be excited about last night, but one thing I want to focus on that's your area of expertise. Matt LaFleur said the reason why the run game is struggling right now in his press conference today was that it's been bad blocking, basically. They haven't been able to get it going. If you were the run game coordinator, how would you fix this run game? Because I don't think it's been anyone's expectations so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, bad blocking, you could say that. Yeah, I mean, it certainly hasn't been clean. And last night's number was, what did he get, like 33 yards or 34 yards or something like that? I mean, that's very bad. I mean, that's bad by all accounts. And, like, that's, like, not Josh Jacobs' numbers. And it's just, it can't be that way, right? I mean, we can want Jordan Love to throw for 350 yards every game, but, like, we can't rely on that every game, right? Like, we can't count on that type of throwing performance in January if we want home playoff games. We just know how that goes. Like, it's not something we can lean on in January. You want to, but you'd rather be able to rely on 125, 130 yards and then 275 yards passing and combo that together. But the run blocking has kind of been this way. And you kind of look at the way things have been going and the run game is, it just has not been – it hasn't been consistent enough, not just from a unit, from a standpoint. I look at it from the zone game to the duo game that Jacobs loves to do. And last year, the duo game – when I talk about duo run game, that's like double teams all across the board, and Jacobs kind of gets to be patient, hop from hole to hole, and he finds what's open, and he goes, right? Jacobs is really good at that. Well, that's kind of struggled also this year, right? So now we're in a place where that's not really going, and they've kind of not run much of the zone game since last year. That has kind of been the staple of this offense, right? That's been what Matt LaFleur brought in when my first year, and that's kind of been the motor of this thing. That's what started it with Aaron Jones, and that's what all the play action was built off, and that hasn't been run really since last year, right? Because Jacobs, I mean, he's built for, like, true duo and inside zone and things like that. It's not wide stretch. So now when the duo isn't really working and we haven't been much of a wide zone team and that's not coming off, it's putting us in a very interesting place in the run game. And I said it last week against Arizona that, like, if we don't get the run game going this week, you know, it's a little bit of an issue. It wasn't that bad, and Jacobs is a little banged up. Now this week, I'm a little concerned about the run game, and obviously Matt is as well, right? And those numbers can't continue, right? There's something going on within the run game that they certainly need to clean up. You call it bad blocking, you call it whatever you want, right? Like, I mean, there's an issue going on, whether it's schematic, blocking, whatever it may be. But you can't continue to have those type type of numbers with the back that you have, right? So whether they need to go back to the zone game, whether they need to go back to really working hard on that dual game to get Jacobs comfortable again, I don't know what it is, but they got to figure that out because
run game's a problem.
Yes, the run game's a problem.
Well, Brian, we appreciate the insights and look forward to hearing you with our guy Homer on the Homer Hour coming up next here on 94.5 ESPN. I believe I saw Homer just outside here. I think he's live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. So don't go anywhere. It's been Kyle Brusser-Norton. You got the man, the myth, the legend, Homer, next in 2 minutes.